Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all the chamber, oops, sorry, I kicked my guest. All the upcoming news, just go to durangobusiness.org. Ladies from April's Garden, thank you guys for coming in. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So, April's Garden, mainstay of flowers and gifts in Durango for many, many years. Amy Long left, so to speak, mm-hmm. went on to greener pastures, I guess, and you guys have come in and bought the business.
We did
on New Year's Eve.
Wow. Yeah. So you survived Valentine's.
We did.
It was amazing fun. We learned a lot, and it was very nice having our amazing customers and all our staff and really getting to get in there and work the busiest day of the year.
Yeah.
So let me ask, what's your background?
So my background is marketing and PR. Mm-hmm. That's what I went to school for. I've been in...
Keep going. I'm just moving your microphone a little.
Durango area for about 10 years on mm-hmm. and off.
Okay.
I also have a teaching degree, so that's kind of my expertise.
Okay.
And then I started to work with Miss Colleen because she owned Lilia's Floral Design. Uh-huh. And then we were doing pieces out of your kitchen. Mm-hmm. We were working out of her kitchen.
And wedding consultations at coffee shops, which was quite lovely, but it's nice to have a wedding salon now in which to do that.
Yeah. That's what we call a wedding salon. I like mm-hmm. that.
Thank you.
So let me, all right. So I'm thinking you need flowers. You come on down and you guys do incredible, beautiful bouquets. When Rita, my manager, got a surgery, of course we called you and you put together some wonderful arrangements. What all do you do, though? Because you do, when you mentioned the wedding salon mm-hmm. and all the other things, you kind of are also event planners.
We are. We're a full-service florist that specializes in weddings and events. So really meeting with the customer, whether it's an event planner or a hostess or a host or a bride and her mom or a bride herself and her husband. Sometimes we get the boys in there. They get rather bored, though. But it's really lovely to really go through what their vision is and what their dream is of their florals. And you don't have to know anything about flowers or what kind of flowers. You can just know what color you want or even not anything. And we will guide them through and really make their vision come to life.
Okay. And then with your background, well, I mean, were you a florist designer as well?
I was. Teacher. I was for a small amount of time when April's was over on College Drive. I don't know if you remember that. That was many, many years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I got to work with the lovely April Albert herself. Uh-huh. And she taught me a lot of great skills, and I kind of got my flower creativity from her. So then 10 years later, running into this wonderful woman. We started collaborating, and one day we found out that April's were for sale. Next thing we know,
you're saying, let's put a business plan together or let's just dive in.
Yeah, full service flower shop.
We had to running the shop here for a year and a half. Out of my garage was a great experience to meet all of the venue owners and the event planners, the horticulturists, all the florists in town.
Right.
And then really put your name out there for doing beautiful florals and really amazing customer service.
Right.
Always wanted to own my own company. Got to meet Cass, who is really good at stuff that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And we really came together and wanted brick and mortar in the town of Durango, which is a great, you know, town, an amazing community, being a part of that mm-hmm. and really having a place people can come and feel comfortable and making flowers more accessible to everyone and beautiful and cleaning up the shop and doing the windows and
it's
the
been
floors
fun.
And
it's
well been and fun. I have to say, you know, when you walk in your store, there is that fragrance. You're in a floral shop when you walk in, it's like, oh yeah, this is just kind of soothing. But I also want to point out, you have so flower arrangements. You also have, I bought earrings for my wife for her birthday, you know, and what other things do you offer inside the store? And your location is at?
2075 Main Avenue, so off 21st in Main.
Right.
And the Cass's favorite product she's going to talk about next.
Is the Caldera?
Yes.
Cleaning supplies? Yes. So we offer those. They're all natural. You can use them anywhere you want around the house, and it's great if you have kids.
And what it's called again?
It's called Caldera.
Okay.
It's a line of cleaning supplies. Uh-huh. Those are very popular. We have a lot of consignment jewelry for sale, body lotions, things like that. Just nice gifts that can go along with an arrangement.
Okay, and then also, I'm kind of making this up, I'm trying to remember, like, vases, and if I wanted a custom arrangement, because, you know, I'm a guy, I'm just like, I need some flowers, right. You know, walk up to the cooler, you got some, and if not, can you help me if I came in and said, you know, I know my mom likes yellow roses, or she likes this or that, and you can put that together?
We can.
Yes. Coming in, we have two display coolers and also a walk-in cooler. So if you come in and you don't see the bouquet that's really speaking to you for that special event, say you love yellow roses, or you have to have a ranunculus, or you're really into anemone, or you don't have any idea.
I have no idea what those are, but okay.
So we love people who just want pretty, we can take them into the walk-in cooler and they can pick their own stems and then we make a bouquet out of that.
Oh,
or
okay.
If you're on the phone or online, you can certainly call us and we can tell you what just came in, what's kind of hot right now for the season, and we can guide you through whether it's a sympathy piece or a birthday piece, or you really just want a fun I love you piece or a friendship one. We can really make anything that
Want. And then you have examples online as well. If I came, you know, to April's Garden, I don't know what your website is, but if you Google April's Garden, I can go in there and say, oh, yeah, I like this and this.
And you guys can kind of tweak it, you know, to your liking.
Okay, and say my budget, you know, this one I'm looking at is, you know, I'm making it up, $80, but my budget's $120. Let's put something together. And, okay.
Absolutely. There's availability for choosing a bouquet from our online and even purchasing it online, or you can say a designer choice and that's a completely custom one that we do love to make all of them.
That's what I did when I
and we were very lucky to come into this business with an amazingly talented staff that's been there for a long time, very creative, very helpful, and I think that's helped us really get through the first few months of business, because I know
you're drinking from a fire hose and Valentine's hit.
Yep.
And now what's the next big one? Mother's Day?
Mother's Day.
And now you guys deliver.
We do.
Okay.
Really, even buying this business was coveting the two logo delivery trucks and the phone lines people could call and order bouquets and the walk-in cooler. So our delivery drivers are Jen and Don, and so many compliments about how kind they are and really how much fun. Like, you have the best employees. I love your delivery drivers.
Right. Yeah, well, and it is true, because I have to say, when I have ordered flowers through April's, I've been able to pick up the phone, and literally I do. I go, here's kind of what I'm looking for. And I always think of tall arrangements. You guys do some incredible tall arrangements, and that, if that's a true statement, I don't know. But I see them, and I'm like, oh, wow, that must be from April's.
Yeah,
it's like kind of a signature design.
Yeah. So you guys do incredible work. Now, how many employees do you have?
We currently have 7.
Wow.
Not full-time, but 7 on staff. And they've been there, most of them, for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. 11
they really know
years,
the business.
8 years,
they know the community.
Sure. Now you've talked a little bit about the, you know, what's fun and, you know, the expertise you guys are bringing in and the excitement and energy. What's the biggest challenge that you have faced so far?
The biggest challenge, I'd say, is probably the POS system.
The numbers.
When I worked at a brewery for 13 years before coming here and then running my parents' nurseries in Oregon, and knowing those computer systems like the back of my hand,
right.
And you could do them so fast and you knew the ins and outs of them, we're having the staff teach us that with this new POS system, because it takes a good year to learn that.
Well, and it's funny you say, because when you rang up the earrings I got my wife, it was funny because one of your employees had to come out and help walk you through, which I totally get, because my wife at her store, I always joke and say, I do not want to learn how to run the POS system, because I don't want to get the phone call, hey, someone's sick, come and fill in. But you'll get it, I'm sure.
Thank you very much. And quite honestly, I've stayed away from inside stuff because I like being out with the plants or designing or talking about horticulture or meeting with a bride. But it is time. We did prep for Valentine's Day and learning the computer, and it went well.
Yeah.
Some hiccups, but I think it was smooth.
It was smooth. And I think Colleen and I complement each other very well. We're both very creative people. But in terms, like she said, of numbers, one of those degrees I did not get was business, which I wish I could trade in.
Or accounting and all that.
Accounting, all of that. But we have a really great support system through different businesses in town to help
Fantastic.
Us with that. But that's, I think, been our biggest sort of whoa challenge.
Yeah, and I want to point out, too, that, you know, while you were just talking about the skill sets that you bring, and you guys are smart, too, to say, okay, staff, we're going to rely on you to help us. You've been here, mm-hmm. and we just bought. So, you know, show us what we need to
do. Do your stuff. Absolutely.
And empowering that. A friend of mine that I always give him credit works for John Deere, oversees all of Latin America for John Deere. He's my old roommate from college. I said, all right, this fancy, you know, management training, what do you recommend? And he said, well, Jack, it's so simple. My people are there to make me look good, and I'm there to remove the barriers so they can accomplish that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you guys are doing. Now, let me ask this. So not only, I think you think flowers, weddings, mm-hmm. you know, flowers, funerals, things like mm-hmm. that. You guys also like do centerpieces that you can help people to liven up an event that they might
dinner
be
party.
Doing.
Yeah. Or an event. We
okay.
do. Yeah.
And if someone's, like you say, calls up and says, okay, our theme is Western. You can mm-hmm. put things together, or they can bring in boots or whatever, and you can incorporate?
Exactly. We can. We really like to get the look and the feel of the event or the space, and also what the customer is looking for, what they're trying to portray with their business or mm-hmm. with their dinner party. And even at your own house, they're called tablescapes now, and they're really hot on, you know, Instagram and Pinterest, but really getting your personality in there within your tablescape. Sure. Of course, something a little low so you can talk amongst one another. And then you can do rustic boxes, you can do ginger vases, you can do greens or a hand-tied garland. Really meeting with the customer and finding out exactly what they want and making it happen is the most fun.
Mm-hmm. The consultations with the customers are very...
And the consultation, I mean, is it free, or can people come in and just sit down and talk? Mm-hmm. They need to make an appointment. How does that work?
It is free. You can make an appointment or just come stop by. Sometimes, you know, in March, a lot of wedding consultations happen. So you can call and schedule a free one, or just stop in. There's always a designer and a wedding florist on staff.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So what is your website?
It is durangoflorist.com or aprilsgardendurango.com. We've got a lot of them, Jack.
Couple websites.
Fantastic.
We do have a Facebook.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, and we have a new wedding site coming up that we're going to launch soon.
So wedding season is just around the corner.
It is, and we really want to expand on that and hone in on that, because we do have the design skills and, you know, a lot of...
The asset, the creativity that you guys are going to bring, I'm sorry, I jumped right over you, but
no, you're fine.
I think it's that the creativity, and again, I have ideas up here, I just can't maybe sometimes translate. I'm sure, you know, especially with weddings, there are 5 billion things you got to plan.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to say, here, this is kind of what I'm looking for, make it happen.
We make it so easy, because we've been doing it so long, and we go through this whole worksheet, and florals infiltrate every part of your wedding. So a timeline, delivery time, on-site installation, or if you don't want any of that, you can come pick up your bouquet and your boutonniere and your wrist corsages and your flower crown, and we have it ready for you. We're open every day. Starting the summer, we can hold Sunday hours if you'd like to come pick up your bouquet and boutonniere that day. But really full service. You can pick it up. We can deliver it. We can do on-site decorating. Yeah,
I'm having flashbacks to prom when you said the wrist corsage. Those are the best things invented, because I was always embarrassed to pin the corsage, you know. It's like, here, Mom, you do it, and I'll you take care of that.
It is a little scary.
Incredible. And prom's coming around the corner, too.
Yeah,
I mean, there's another thing.
Oh, yes.
Wow. So, we got about a minute left. Anything that you'd like to plug one more time or that I haven't covered?
I think, for me, I just like to thank everyone in this community for being so inviting and coming to see our shop, and we really take pride in it. And I think we've really cleaned it up and made it beautiful and accessible for everyone, and I'd just like to thank everyone for supporting us.
Absolutely. Getting into the community of Durango has been such an eye-opener. Coming from Oregon, being into the outdoors, I mean, into plants and trees and shrubs and flowers, getting to meet everyone here has been such a great experience. Yeah. I couldn't have asked for more. And then this business opportunity to provide beauty for the town of Durango, thankful to be here.
Well, and just what you did at our awards event. You called them and said, hey, we can give you an arrangement to, you know, spruce up the stage and, you know, make me look better. Thank you so much for doing that.
We're trying to bring out your eyes.
Is that what it was? My eyes are probably crossed and bloodshot by that point. But anyway, I'm kidding. Well, thank you both for coming in. Again, check out April's Garden, and I invite everybody to stop in. And you guys are you're right by Subway on Main.
Right next
we
to
are.
Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Identifiers.
And our own parking.
Oh,
and
yes.
A lovely yard and greenhouse coming up. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. Yeah. So if you haven't been in a while, check it out.
Please do.
Thank you.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Told you it'd be painless.
Yeah.
It was.
We're so
Back to the studios. Whoops, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day. Bam.